We're going to talk a little bit about this week's Parsha. We're going to start off with Rav Tzadok HaKohen Milublin. Rav Tzadok HaKohen says in the beginning of Sidka Tzadok, Rishis Knisos HaAdam LaAvodos Hashem Serach Liyo B'Chipazon K'mo Shematzinu B'Pesach Mitzrayim. It's an interesting thing. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu opens the door for us to live in a more elevated way. He says, you could really make it to the next level of Avodas Hashem right now. He opens the door for us. But that door is open for a very short amount of time. And it's up to us, what are we going to do in that moment, right? That moment of inspiration, that moment of opportunity, do we run with it or do we start preparing? Or do we start going through the different machshavos in our heads like, I don't know if it's so important, I don't know if I'm ready for this, I don't know. Or do we, like Yetziyah Mitzrayim, run out. Don't even let the bread finish. You run out. At the moment that we have a desire to remove ourselves from a physical taiva of this world, to say, no, it's enough already. It's enough of me falling to this desire. It's enough of me struggling with this and struggling with that. I can't take it anymore. I want to reach the next level of Hashem. I want to be closer to Him. I want to reach a level of self-liberation. Enough being stuck in this slavery. When we have that inspiration, it's so important that at a moment we run with it. Because those moments don't always come. Inspiration obviously comes and goes. And the ikar is to do something with it. At that moment when the door is open, can we quickly sneak through? Can we quickly sneak through to get a greater closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? As Rav Tzadok says, that window could be a very, very small window. We see that by this week's parsha. The Yidden, so according to some opinions, they were preparing. They were preparing by the other makos to leave Mitzrayim. Then when it comes to the last makkah, we don't see that they're delaying. You bake your matzahs, you don't wait till it rises, and you get out of there. Because when the door is open for Kedusha, you gotta storm the gates. I'll tell you an example of... There was someone very close to me. This person wasn't Shomer Shabbos. He didn't grow up in a from home. And he decided one week he's going to keep Shabbos. Now this person did not grow up in a very affluent household. He said, decided this week is going to be the week, the first week he starts keeping Shabbos. He didn't know so much about Shabbos, he didn't know really what you do on Shabbos. But he said, this is going to be the week. So after he made the decision, a few hours later, he gets a call from his cousin he's very close with. And his cousin says, hey, I got tickets to the Knicks this week. And this guy says, wow, amazing. He didn't get to go to ball games so often. He wasn't very wealthy. He said, oh, that's so exciting. He said, yeah, I want you to come with me. So this guy says, wow, that's incredible. Let's do it. It's okay, when's the game? Oh, the game's Saturday night. I'm sorry, Friday night. And then there's silence. You there? You still there? Yeah. There's just one thing. I decided this is going to be the week I started keeping Shabbos. What? You can keep Shabbos any other week. You want to start now, this new thing, Shabbos, and you need to start this week? We got great tickets. So I'm sorry, but I committed to it this week. When the door is open of inspiration, and we make a decision, there will very often be obstacles in our way. Trying to convince us, no, you committed to too much. No, I don't know if you're actually ready for this. To try and not let those distractions and obstacles get us down, but to burst through them, to say, Reishis Kenisas Adam, Lavodas Hashem, Sarech Liyo B'Chipazon. Those words should always be ringing in our ears. That if when the beginning of our entrance to Avodas Hashem needs to be very, very quickly, without too much thinking, without too much contemplating, without too much weighing our options. Oh, but if I do get more excited about Yiddishkeit, if I do commit to a higher level of living, I don't know if I'll be able to hold to it. Maybe it'll be constricting. How other people perceive it. What if it doesn't last? No, get over it. You have inspiration, run with it. The door is open. The door is open. You'll figure it out afterwards, how you're going to bring this into your life on a regular basis. How you're going to work out all the calculations of, okay, now we keep Shabbos. How's that going to work with a person's family? How's that going to work with a person's friends? How's that going to work with the business? How's it going to work? No, you have inspiration, run with it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help you be misader everything afterwards. It's a level of nachshon b'nei minadav, right? Running into the water first. I don't need to start having different machshavos that we all start to have very often when we have an opportunity to reach a higher level of greatness, right? I want to be closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem opens the door for us, and then I start with the machshavos. I'm not sure. Maybe this isn't good. Maybe it is good. Maybe it's too extreme. Maybe it's not enough. To jump in. Kedusha represents itself at times with a very small opening. And if we take that opening and we run with it, it'll mamish be there to change our lives. Right? It's very interesting when you think about the Kohanim and the Beis Hamikdash. When the Kohanim were getting ready to bring the Karman Tabit in the morning, so there was a lottery who would be Zocha to take place in the Tamid and all the other daily procedures in the Beis Hamikdash. What was very interesting is that even before the assistant for the Beis Hamikdash would come and he would do the lottery with the Kohanim. I'm sorry if you hear Ech Hashem. I have my son Yishai Simcha here with me. So if you hear his additions to the shir, we're very blessed to have him here. Adding. So the Kohanim, before they would even be able to enter this lottery to see what they would be able to do in the Beis Hamikdash, they'd have to first go to the mikvah. Right? And they'd have to wake up for the mikvah before sunrise, before the assistant to the Beis Hamikdash came, and they'd have to be upstairs already, ready to go for the lottery by the time the attendant, the assistant of the Beis Hamikdash got there. And if they weren't there already dressed and having gone to the mikvah, they didn't even stand a shot. But what you see is something very interesting. They would have to put in all this effort, and they didn't even know if they were going to be chosen to actually partake in the daily service. It's very possible they weren't going to be chosen. But just the chance of them being able to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu in this way was enough for them to get up early, go to the mikvah, get dressed, get their act together, and get up and ready by the gates of the Beis HaMikdash, so that when the attendant did come, they had a shot. And I think that's a big message for us, right? That at times, we're only willing to commit if we know that it's going to be worth our time, right? We know, we can almost guarantee it's going to be worth our time. But obviously, we're human beings. We're frail. We don't know the reality of okay, I show extra effort to go to this shir. I put an extra hour of driving to go to this shir. But it better be inspiring. And sometimes it's inspiring, and sometimes it's not. And sometimes we feel like we gain from it, and sometimes not. But that's not necessarily the ikker. The question is, was there a gate open, and did we storm the gate? Did we do everything we could to try and open this gate? And it could be the gate wasn't open. Maybe we didn't take so much out. Maybe Hashem really, you know, it's hard to imagine, can't get something out of a shir, but maybe Hashem decided that what He really wanted you to show was just to put in Mesiras Nefesh to get to the shir, even if you didn't really relate to it, or understand it, or you weren't able to focus during it. But the reality is, none of those things are in our hands. The only thing that's in our hand is when, like exactly Rav Tzadok said, we'll say it again, Reishis Kenisat Adam Lavod Hashem Sarachli B'Chipadam, that when we believe there's an opportunity to connect to Hashem, are we running to it? Are we going B'Chipazon? Without calculations, without being the Seder, right? The Seder that we have in future generations commemorating Pesach, so that's supposed to be a Seder. It's supposed to be set up. It's supposed to be established. It's supposed to be structured. Rav Tzadok writes, right? It's very structured. The whole night is called Seder. It's called structure. And that's interesting because the night we left Mitzrayim didn't seem so structured. It seemed like it was, let's go, get your stuff together, and let's get out of here quick. It's the opposite of that, because the first opportunity we have to approach Kedusha, we have to run to it. Something presents itself. Somebody offers a chavrusa, or you're looking to learn with someone. You're looking for something more in life. And someone says, hey, why don't we learn a little bit? And you're not really sure it's going to fit in your schedule. Yes, I want to learn more. It's something I've been thinking about. This is the opportunity. I'm going to run with it. How I'm going to work it out on my schedule? That's Pesach Hadoros. That's what we do Pesach every other year, is being Masader. We fix it in with our schedule. There's a Seder. There's an order. We'll figure it out. But when we have that Ratzon to grow in Avos Hashem, and the door is open to us, we have to seize that. Even if we don't know what's going to come of it. Like the Kohanim, seize the opportunity. Jump up in the morning, run to the mikvah, get dressed, even if I don't know if I'm actually going to be chosen to do the tamid, because I might have an opportunity to do it. And all I could do is my part. Show the effort, show that I'm ready to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And maybe I'll be lucky enough that I'll be zocha to have a higher level of clarity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu after this, of a deeper connection with Him, whatever the opportunity may be. Right, and this is part of the idea in Chazal. We see Shmartim, it's a matzos, and we say that Shmartim is a mitzvah, so that we should watch over them, we should guard them, we should be ready to jump at the opportunity to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu, even if it's only a potential opportunity. And Hashem, B'schus that, should bless us that this extra effort we show in running towards potential opportunities to be close to Him, so we should be zocher to bring binyan bayis shlishi. Thank you so much for joining us. You should have an amazing, amazing Shabbos Kodesh.